Thank you for choosing to listen to this message from our pastor, Brother Rob Coons. Let us enter now with the saints of God into a service already in progress.
Amen. It's the name that saves souls. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It was that chosen name from before the time, before creation, before existence. Amen. Hallelujah.
Like a fragrance
after the rain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, then all heaven and earth proclaim.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Kings and kingdom, they will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You love the Lord tonight? I'm thankful to be in the house of God. Amen. I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be amongst the children of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm thankful to have peace in my heart. Amen. That surpasses all worldly understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. I know what temporal peace is. If you got bill collectors, we could say, breathing down on you or something like that. And boy, and all of a sudden you get this job and everything just seems to work out and you take care of these things. Oh, whew. You got this temporal peace, man. That thing comes right back around. You know, you get that light bill paid, man, and they're still burning, making another one. You know what I mean? That's not the kind of peace I'm talking about. I'm talking about a peace that remains forever. Amen. You know, that one that remains through all of eternity. Amen. And it isn't relative to circumstance, situations. It is a peace. Amen. It's a peace in the battlefield. It's a peace, you know, in the fire. It's a peace in the flood. Amen. And it's just that perfect peace. Amen. The only way you could ever know it is by having it. Because there is no words of expression in an earthly language to express the peace of God. Amen. I see people, they profess Christianity. They say, I'm a child of God. And you look and you can't find peace in that spirit. And you think, boy, there's something wrong there. Amen. He is the Prince of Peace. And when you've been filled with His Spirit, you have the Prince of Peace, the power of His holiness, all living and dwelling within you. Amen. You know, the Lord spoke some things to me this evening. You know, I got Brother Charles here. I always like to yield the service over to him as Lord allows. And I'd never want to be disrespectful to an elder, but he puts things in my spirit. And I know that that's His plan tonight. Amen. And I know Brother Charles, he come over to fellowship with us. If he come with a spirit like, hey, I should be preaching, he'd probably never be up here. And he doesn't do that to me, amen. So I appreciate that, brother. But, you know, some people, they come with that kind of, you know, hey, you know, he was just speaking with me there before, and I'll let you be seated in just a moment. He's speaking to me about a ministry he works with over in Africa. And the expression, the adjective I could say that he used, but... You know, the man is just protruding or pushing. And we could think of Brother B, you know what I'm saying? And one that comes to mind. And I said, I'd never travel. I will not ever travel with that man. I don't care if they say, look, I'm going to pay all your expenses. You're going to preach to 10,000 people. You're going to do this, that. And I say, no, I'm staying home. I will not find myself, because I don't like an arrogant man that thinks that he is something special, and he's God's special man, and boy, the people can't just wait to see. You know what? You don't show up to any place like that. You show up as the least and say, look, I'm just a servant of the Lord. Amen. You know, the Lord Jesus dealt with things that way. Hey, I'm just a servant. The Apostle Paul dealt with things that way. The Lord Jesus dropped to his knees and said, let me wash your feet. Amen. And that's the way we're to be. Amen. But when a minister thinks he's something, and boy, everybody take care of me and move out of the way for me, me and him are going to part company real quick. My Bible says when you perceive there's no understanding a man, depart from him. Amen. And sometimes that departure can't happen fast enough. Y'all love the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to get you to be seated in just a second. We're going to pray, but I'm not going to recap, but God is still building. I told you he'll speak something to me. That message 3 years ago, he said, you don't know who you are because you don't know who they are. And he spoke it to me walking in that door, and a beautiful message come out. And you say, well, you know what, thinking highly. No, it wasn't me. I didn't have time to put nothing together, and he done it. But you know, a few weeks ago he said about qualifying the qualified. You know, and that just doesn't sound right, but it is right. You know, and then it went to perfecting the perfected, sanctifying the sanctified, justifying the justified, glorifying the glorified. Amen. And the Lord started building upon this thing, and I'm listening to him, and I'm listening to him very clearly. Tonight he spoke to me about creating the creature. And how can I create something that he created before the foreknowledge of God before? But I am creating. Amen. There's a new man made after righteousness of God. Amen. But we've got to take and create that creature in the creature that is seen. Amen. So, you know, we're always rending the veil of time and personalities and things. And people think, you know, come on, man, Brother Rob, are these things necessary? They're most definitely necessary because I can't fabricate to be like the worldly church and the worldly preachers. I can't do it the way times of old because it's all failed. Are you listening, church? The things from previous have failed. We've lost America. And they worked in their time. It worked in their generation. And it was where God was at. But God right now, brethren, is doing a new thing. And you say, well, the Bible says different than that, Brother Rob. It said there's no new thing under the sun. That's why we're always differentiating. Amen. So what is the new thing he is doing? And, you know, I think of the beautiful opportunity of sitting under a great man of God in Revelation. But, you know, I could talk about the years and talk about the great things that was going on then, but I need to be sharing what's happening today. Amen. And the things that are happening today is because of what they planted in a foundation back then. And the thing is that, you know, what good is holiness if I don't bring it to fruition, to bring it to manifestation, to bring it to revelation, to bring it to understanding, to bring it to comprehension, to bring it to light, to bring it to a witness. The Bible said we're witnesses. A witness is somebody that's seen something. Come on now. A witness is somebody that's seen something. You know, if I'm going to go into a courtroom and say, man, you know, I'm a witness. What did you witness? Well, I witnessed this man do thus, thus, and thus. So the thing is if I'm witness, I got to see something, brother. I can't be a witness on what somebody else saw. I got to be a witness on what I see. Amen. And the thing is, what do you see, Brother Rob? What am I seeing? You know, and if I see it and have eyes to see, does that mean you have eyes to see? So sometimes we got to work miracles and get people with good vision to get their eyes open. We got to get people to have good hearing to get their dull ears opened up. Amen. I don't want to be numbered with a dull of hearing, brother. You know, and I could talk about how good of ears I had back in 1980. I remember I'd go for flight vehicles and they'd do tests and stuff on them, and the doctors would say, man, I'm amazed. Now I got bifocals on, trifocals, matter of fact. See, I didn't need them a few years back. I had 15/20 vision, but now I have something. I have to correct my eyes. But you see, what's happening? Am I perfecting another eyesight, or is it getting duller? Is my hearing getting better in another dimension, or is it getting duller? And the thing is, we could testify about yesteryears, but I want to testify about today. Amen. You love the Lord? Let's pray together while we're standing, and possibly if the Lord will help us. You know, I pulled up a couple scripture references, wrote some things down. I said, Lord, you're going to help me with this. And I like that because it ain't me. If I come up here and do something, say something to edify or exhort or encourage somebody, man, I'm not going to stand in the way of that and say, oh, man, praise God, I put this message together. Amen. I think it's why he gives me, because maybe I'd wrestle with it too long and I'd reason it out and I'd get in the way of it. So most of the time, he speaks, man, there's so many times I put my foot on that step or this, I'm thinking, okay, Lord, here I am, what are we going to do? And then all of a sudden he speaks the word, okay, now what am I going to do with that? Amen. I want to stay humble before the Lord. You're his people, amen. This is his work. It's his church. I have no ministry. I have no people, amen. You're his people. He is the shepherd, amen. And I'm a servant, amen. Y'all love him? Praise God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be in the house. Lord God, your home, your house, Lord God, the house of prayer. And Father, as we stand before you in weakness, Lord God, and ignorance, Lord, in my first birth, Father, I call upon you, Father God, in strength and wisdom and understanding and revelation. Father, help me, Lord God. And Father, even if I see whatever measure, whatever dimension, if it's 30, 60, or whatever it may be, Lord God, isn't what helps them. Father, what helps them is what they see. And Father, let me give a glimpse of something, Lord God, tonight that could help them see beyond, Lord God, the veil of human flesh, Father God, and human reasoning and the darkness of this creation, Lord God, and see into the glorious liberties of the children of God. We thank you, Lord, with an expectation of you. In Jesus' name, amen. You'll be seated this evening. Before I go into things that the Lord has put on my heart again, I've got peace, but then yet burdened at the same time. I don't know if you can understand that about this little baby Olivia. So let's continue to hold her up and to call upon the Lord, amen, for this child, amen. There's a possibility I may jump in my automobile and drive to Atlanta to go down to this children's hospital and lay hands on this child, amen. But there's no need me driving 3 miles, 3 minutes, or 3,000 miles unless I'm sent of the Lord, amen. So the thing is I could move for a friend. It's a brother to me, and it's his grandchild, and I could move with all of the emotions of man. That doesn't bring the virtue of God. See, my emotions doesn't move the compassion of God. You see, I've got to walk in the Spirit of the Lord, and if I'm going, it's going by the bowels of compassion of Him, not the human emotions of a grandfather. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't know if you can understand that, but I'll tell you, you have to follow the leading of the Lord, amen, and be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says to, you know, to anoint them with oil, lay hands on them. I say yea and amen. But there, you know, we say we got word for that. We got also word says lay hands on no man suddenly. Amen. Well, what does that mean? I know exactly what it means. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, brethren, we've heard so many messages for the years and years and years. And before you ever knew me, you were hearing messages. And we're thinking about our Creator, our Lord and God. Amen. And we hear messages about the great Creator and how He, you know, the world was without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. And He came in and He said, let there be light. And He started creating. Amen. Started creating this world. Amen. Started making a creation. And we're sons of God. You know, we say that, you know, it's not I that live, but now it's Christ. Amen. So that makes me a creator. Amen. Amen. Can anybody receive that? Yes, now, the thing is if I'm standing up here in front of you saying, hey, I'm a creator, you know, you're just a little hunk of clay. Well, that would be ignorant, wouldn't it? But I'm speaking to you in the mind of Revelation, the mind of you're a creator. You've heard me say so many times as we come up here on, behind the sacred desk, and you know, and I say, you know, you've created your world. Sometimes you get mad at God. Well, God, why is this? Why is this brother over here got this? And God, I'm doing this. And God, I'm doing that. Well, you just created destruction and judgment by thinking that way, number one. Just simply the fruit of your thoughts. And you know, you think that you could ramble in thought and ramble in thought and ramble in thought with no consequences. The message Wednesday night had many comments from many brothers say, man, Brother Rob, I had several men say to me, go, man, Brother Rob, that had my name all over it. You know, brother called me from prison and he said, Brother Rob, he said, all I heard was Brother Van all the way through that message. Brother Van, Brother Van. You know, again, that was the message that he spoke to me that night, right before I come up and say, okay, what are we going to do with this? Consequences. Consequences. You know, and so oftentimes we just go on through this world and we don't think. This message birthed from a man that was speaking to, called me from prison, and he said, you know, Brother Robbie's confessing, man, I messed up today. He said, can you wash my mouth out with soap? I lost my spirit. I got upset. I cursed the guy out. So a message is created out of that because all men's hearts are fashioned alike. And I wasn't, you know, I'm thinking, here's the Spirit of God speaking through me to this one individual is something that would help the entire world. Anybody ever lost their spirit before? Amen. And boy, I'll tell you, it makes you feel dirty. It makes you feel unclean. You say, I just plead the blood of Jesus. Well, it's not always that way. When we're born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, we plead the chastening fire of the Holy Ghost to help us purge these things out. Amen. The blood has done its work. The blood washed us and created us. Amen. Is in this new image, this new creature. That's the work of the blood, brethren. The thing is, the things that are happening today isn't a work of the blood. It's a work of the fire. Amen. Purifying as gold. The church has lost that understanding, brethren. I'm sorry to say that. You know, I hear it in the Pentecostal realms and stuff. You know, the deacon that goes off out here and messes up, well, we plead the blood of Jesus. You know, the one that's been in church for 25 years and you know, he slapped his wife or left her or done something. Well, we plead the blood of Jesus. That's not how it works. Amen. And you know, then and people get mad that don't understand. Well, you're trying to take the blood of Jesus away. No, I'm telling you what, I'm a manifestation of the blood of Jesus. I'm here and I come through the blood. Amen. So the thing is that we're always differentiating dimensions and understanding and revelations. And the thing is, before I go into some scripture references, just as the scripture that I just paraphrased to you, I said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And the earth was without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. Amen. And the Spirit of God moved over the waters and started speaking. Amen. Come on now, saints. And I tell you that, okay, we say this is the creation of this hunk of dirt that we're cruising around on, flying through the heavens. Amen. But I tell you, and I said, no, I read that and I see, even though we go on down in the chapters, you know, the earth was without form and void. This earthen vessel right here, you know, birthed after my father. My natural father, birthed after my mother, and it come in relative to this earth, and it was without form and void and darkness upon the face of my deep. Amen. Let the deep call unto the deep, the water spout of God. Amen. So here it is in this darkness, you know, but the Spirit of God, through faith, the Holy Ghost moved over me. You know, see, it's one thing for the Holy Ghost to move over you. It's another thing to move into you. Amen. Two different dimensions now, saints of God. But the Spirit of God moved over the face of the deep and said, let there be light, and started speaking light, started speaking understanding into me, okay? And when he started speaking this light, and it was being light formed within the darkness, amen? He put a firmament between the heavens and the earth, amen? Okay, so we find this firmament between the inner man and the outer man. We say the heavens, amen. The inner man relative to the heavens. We find this soul realm laying within the middle of these things. We find the body, the water, brethren, as this body is made up of over 60% of water. And we find this cloud of witnesses. A lot of things to be said here. But let's go to where the Lord is taking me to tonight. So I'm laying a little bit of some foundations of thought. Amen. And you say, well, let's just talk about Jesus and him crucified. Amen. I would love to talk about that and bring you into a real revelation of it and quit talking about something that happened 2,000 years ago and bring it into a present day truth and a present day revelation for you could walk with the Spirit of God instead of him being some historical event that took place. Amen. I'm thankful, brethren. Don't think I'm speaking disrespectful. Amen. We no longer know him after the flesh. We no longer know him after the image that he walked among men in. We no longer know him that way. We know him now in the resurrection. Amen? That's how we know him. This is why we don't have crucifixes hanging on our walls or hanging in our churches, because that was a terrible, shameful thing that took place, a hideous act that took place. Amen? And we found salvation through that act. But we know him now in the resurrection. You say, well, what does that mean, Brother Rob? We know him in the many-membered body. Amen. Come on, saints of God. I look at Brother Melvin Tabb and I say, I know the Lord. Oh, amen. Come on, saints of God. I look at Brother Lambert back there and I say, I know the Lord. Amen. I know where he's moving today. I know where he's speaking at today. I know where he's fellowshipping at today. I'm walking with the Lord. I'm fellowshipping with the Lord. And what we do to the least, my brethren, is what we do unto him. And you say, Brother Rob, you're taking this eternal existence away from us. You're taking this hope of this heavenly place. I said, you're absolutely thinking backwards. I'm bringing the hope to the hopeless again, that they can witness it today. Because if you're not walking in the hope today, if you're not walking in the resurrection day, if you're not walking in the victory today, if you're not walking in the power today, you're not going to have it some other day. Amen. We are the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. We are the word of God made known to the people. He said, written epistles, read and known of all men. You got to know who you are. Amen. And everybody wants to put off, you know, well, someday, praise God. Someday God's coming for me. Man, my God came to me and filled me with his power. He anointed me with his word. He gave me life and everything that pertaineth therein. He gave me peace that surpasses. I'm not waiting on him to do anything for me. He's done everything that he can for me. Amen. He shedded every drop of blood in his being. And everything that was done for me was done before the foreknowledge of God. So what am I waiting on? What am I looking for? Amen. The people are looking for you, my friend. They're looking for the manifestation of God in the earth. That's what the people are looking for. You say, well, this sounds blasphemous. Well, it's just you don't understand what he done for you and for them. You know what you are when your neighbor says, hey, brother, I'm having a little problem, man. We're hungry. Well, let me pray for you, brother. Shut your mouth. There ain't nothing to pray about. Go get him something to eat. Amen. You know, I live in the house of plenty. Well, you know, Brother Rob, not everybody's like that. So the only reason that way, because you created it. Amen? You know, you need to create the house of plenty. You know how you create it? By giving everything you got away. And you keep giving away, and he'll keep giving it back to you. That's a secret. It's hid from many. But when you start giving, and you start giving, and you start giving, you start receiving. You start keeping. Brother Pike made a statement. He said, you can keep yourself poor, you can give yourself rich. Amen? But you know, you've been trained by the world mind, the carnal mind. Oh, save up. Man, I'm saving for retirement. Man, I'm saving for this. I'm putting away for this. You put away for a rainy day, you're going to get a rainy day. You put away because you're going to get sick, guess what? You're going to be sick. You say, well, Brother Rob, come on, man. We got to use a little bit of wisdom. Amen. I am wisdom. You are wisdom of the Lord. The gifts, 9 gifts, one of them's wisdom. You know, you got to believe that he's given you knowledge and wisdom. Amen. And you're going to come to a revelation that he is feeding all the birds there. They're not over there, man, with balancing their checkbook tonight. Amen. And he takes care of every one of them. So if you're his real creation, what's he going to do for you? Amen. We think wrong, brethren. So we're going to talk about creators. Amen. So if I'm coming after the order of God, and he's a creator, and I say I'm Christ-like, then I'm a creator. Is that right? Choose you this day in whom you serve. I could choose to serve the devil and death, or I could choose to serve my Lord God and life. Amen? And you realize that there's people that have chose to serve death. The carnal mind is death, but they chose to lean to carnality and carnal mind, and they walk in death. The Bible goes on to say that some of them are even twice dead. Right? Now, they chose something today. If a man is twice dead today, there was something that happened. So I'm twice born today, born again, twice born. So there's something taking place in me because of something that I chose. And you say, but he chose you, Brother Rob. I say, yea and amen. He perfected me, but then yet I'm perfecting every day. He chose me before the world ever was, but I'm making choices every day. He created me in his image, in his foreknowledge before the world ever was, but I'm creating God to the people. Come on now, listen to me, brethren. You're going to have to get a hold of a revelation here. Now, some of the real depths of revelation can almost seem blasphemous. You know, the way the church world's taught, if I stand before the church world and say, man, I'm perfect, they think, oh man, you are an idiot. Man, we're all sinners. We sin every day. No, that's your doctrine, sir. You're a sinner and you sin every day because you're on your way to hell. I'm born of God, and it isn't by my works, it's by his labors, his works, and I him his works. Amen. And his blood wasn't in vain, and he put my name in the book of life, and I happen to be one to believe that. Amen. And I'm walking as that new creature. Amen. So we got to start thinking in the realms and the mind of Christ. Amen. Y'all got just a minute tonight? Lord spoke to me a few things back there before I come up, and I said, Lord, can we have a little more time sometimes maybe? I'll probably mess it up if I had it. Amen. I would get in the way. Amen. Lord is good. Amen. All right, I'm going to 2 Corinthians 5:17 just for a minute. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. No great revelation here. There is a revelation, but sometimes you think you have the understanding of this, and you may not. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We've done a lot of teaching in this church on justification, sanctification, and glorification. We've differentiated it. We broke them apart. We made one relative to the third heaven, one relative to the second heaven, and one relative to the first heaven. You see, if I put something relative to the first heaven, this earthen part of me is relative to the first heaven. This earthen part is mortal. The Bible said that the same spirit that dwelled in Christ Jesus shall dwell in your mortal body. Now, when I'm speaking that I am a God, I'm not speaking about this mortal body. This mortal body is after the image of this earth. But listen to me now. This mortal body will go through a metamorphosis. The Bible uses a term called transfiguration. This mortal body is the Lord Jesus came in the image of this sin. That's what the Bible said. He came in the image of the sin nature. He came in that image of man, the image of sin. Even my pastor would express it like this. He said, the image of the beast. You see, the apostle Paul said, I fought with beasts at Ephesus. You think he was out there fighting monkeys and gorillas? We know what he was talking about, brethren. Come on. So man is a beast. If he's not been regenerated or new creature, he's a beast. The beast's mind has no conscience. That's why people live like dogs and animals. They got no conscience. So now, as we start looking and considering and pondering and thinking and looking for the mind of revelation of my Christ, in the first heaven, this is mortal. After the earth, goes back to corruption, goes back to the dust. Amen? This is not glorified. It is in the foreknowledge of God. So we say glorifying the glorified. I've been glorified, but you see, my spirit man is sealed in, hid away in Christ, has no beginning, has no end, and was before time. Amen? We were leaping for joy before the world ever was. Now see, we're talking about the spirit man. It doesn't need glorification because it is in the glory of the Lord, and it is the glory of the Lord. Amen? That he gave to us before the world ever was. But the thing is I got to bring the glory of the Lord out of the veil, out of the hidden place, and bring it into the creature, into creation, that man could see the glory of God. They're never going to see good when good comes unless you bring it to them. This is why the whole world has fallen away, because we have failed to know what our purpose is. We keep talking about Jesus and what he did when he was here, and we should be talking about what he's doing now. But see, the church has taught the people that God left us and forsook us 2,000 years ago, and we've been down here getting beat up by the devil for 2,000 years. You know, and oh, poor me, and this and that, and oh, someday, brother, he's coming back for us. Come on, brethren. You know, the thing is, he is coming back in like manner that they've seen him go up on the Mount of Olives. I was preaching this message 15, 20 years ago, and a man came to me and said, man, Brother Rob, he said, you're an heir. And I said, oh, yeah? And he goes, yeah, the Bible says in the same manner that he came back when he went off mountain, come back in the same manner. I said, amen. I said, I'm not in a worry. That's exactly right. But see, the church is teaching he's coming back for them. That's coming back to the Jew. When he comes back on the Mount of Olives and puts his foot on there, amen, and the Mount of Olives cleaves, brethren, let me tell you something. That's when he's coming back to the elect of God, the natural Jew. I'm the spiritual elect. He's already come for me, or he lied to us. And we know that God cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. But he said, go ye and tarry there until you're endued with power. What happened? The Lord came. Amen. The Holy Ghost came. Amen. And he came and filled them with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, that was what he promised them. Amen? He came to them. Now, we've heard great men of God filled with the Holy Ghost over generations saying, oh, you know, the Lord's coming back. The Lord's coming back. I say, yeah, and amen. That is a changeover, a dispensational changeover when he comes back to go to the Jew. Trump shows this, the president, allegorically. He shows this thing taking place, shows this thing happening. Now, we look to understand where God is right now. Amen. Now you hear me say this oftentimes. God was, God is, and God is to come. Now see, the church, when I say the church, I got to be careful, because the true elect lady has revelation, understanding, and filled with the glory of the Lord. Amen. I don't have one negative thing to speak. So many times I'll speak in a negative connotation, and I'm not speaking against the body of Christ, but I'm talking about the apostate church. This false church with a false hope and a false vindication of what they think God is. Now, so we go back to this thought for just a minute, and I say the first heaven and this earthen vessel relative to the first heaven will go through the glorification. Okay? And we teach this all the time. Now, sanctification, when we go over and we think about the sanctified, you know, we've been sanctified once and for all by the works of Christ at Calvary, but then as I said, the Lord spoke to me about qualifying the qualified or perfecting the perfected. He made you perfect before the world ever was, or he made you perfect by his labors at Calvary. That's the Bible. Be ye perfect, even as your master in heaven is perfect. But the thing is we got to look at perfection as his work, and then we got to look at another perfection as your works and his coupled together. First heaven, second heaven, third heaven. Now, in the second heaven, there's action taking place. This is where the books of Acts is birthed out of. Everything that's taking place there, it's action. Okay? Now, the thing is we are an American snowflake that's lazy. Okay? Come on, I'm sorry. We're lazy people. We're lazy in our Christianity. And, you know, we just want to talk about, you know, we're welfare recipients in our mind, in our ideologies, you know. I had a man call me from prison yesterday. He said, "Brother Rob, man, as soon as I get out, man, I'm going to get food stamps so I could help my mama." And I said, "I am food stamps. I am the food stamp program." That was my reply. "What do you mean by that, Brother Rob?" "I'm giving food. I'm not going to go to somebody and ask them for food. I'm going to be given food." Dude, you're in another mind. I think the food stamp program is a wonderful thing. And if circumstances happen to me or anybody, I know I said this the other night, I think it's a great program, but it's abused. And I don't, you know, what kind of faith is a man talking about coming out here and getting government assistance? He's a snowflake, huh? I'm sorry, I like that word. Come on, man. You know, he ain't got no part in this work. He ain't got no part in here. I don't even want him around here shaming the brotherhood. Amen. We're people that believe in work. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the works of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, so we find that we're bringing this sanctification into this man right here, correct? We're lazy and we want to take and we want to go over to and say, "Well, Jesus perfected me once and for all. He saved me, took away my sin. Hallelujah. I believe this." And this isn't, make sure you understand me what I'm saying. "He put my name in the book of life before the world ever was." Amen. Praise God. This is what we teach. You know, I'm hid away. I'm sealed in. Nothing could be laid tomorrow. Nothing could touch me. So I'm just laying around in Zion, you know, got my feet up and somebody shoving olives down my throat. And boy, and this is great. You see, we've missed something, brethren. We have missed something, a revelation there. He said we're soldiers. He gave us the weapons of warfare. He told us there's an adversary that is pursuing us to kill us and destroy us. Amen? We can't forget that part. You know, but we want to kick back over here with our legs crossed, talk about how nice it is. But brethren, Jesus himself was in that nice place, okay, before time. With all of creation or all of the existence of that before existence, with all of the glory, because he is the glory of God. But he condescended to man. And he came and entered into the labors, and he came in and entered into the penalties and the punishment and the death, you know, and all of the things of man. For you could have life. Amen? So now we say, okay, Brother Ram, praise God for what Jesus done for me. Okay, so if he done that for you without any expectation of you, then why didn't he just presto and take us all up into this glorious place that we're all just hanging out up on streets of gold and you know, all the things and just kicking back and the little angels flying around shooting bow and arrows? Come on, man. I mean, we've got these funky mind or ideologies, I could say. And, you know, we got the devil with a long tail, got these little horns and stuff and a fork. And we teach our children that kind of foolishness when we should be teaching our children that the devil, you know, to your son, he is a fine-looking little brunette, a fine-looking little blonde. Man, got the figure like everything you ever seen and knows how to mince them feet. Amen. Knows how to flutter them eyes. That's the devil. You say, "Come on, Brother Rob, you can't do that." Well, then why is the devil use them kind of women to bring preachers down? Huh? You see, I'm a practical person. I get things out of the way of some kind of everything in the spiritual dimension. You want to make it all mystic and it's unattainable. Oh, it's so far out there, you're never going to see it. Brethren, we have got to bring the vindication of the fruit of the Spirit into manifestation. and bring the attributes of God into manifestation. Bring the glory of the Lord into manifestation. We got to be the sanctified of the Lord in this world, that people, when they touch us, that the virtue and the anointing and the power of God goes forth and brings life and salvation and power. We got to quit talking about it. Something for another day and something for another time. Something for a hope to come. Brother, we are the hope and we've come. We are, just as Jesus, when asked him, you know, are you talking about in the resurrection? He said, I am the resurrection. That needs to be out of your mouth. You need to say, people are looking for the resurrection. You should say, I am the resurrection. Do you hear that? I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. That should be your profession. Amen? Because you know who you are. You know who he is. Where's he at? He's in me, the Bible says. And I'm in him. Now, he said this. He said, the same spirit that dwelled in Jesus shall dwell in your mortal body. So you look at this as mortal, right? Okay, where's God at? Where's the same God that walked in the earth 2,000 years ago? He's in this mortal body. Can you believe that, saints? Amen? You say, well, I'm not worthy. Oh, was his blood not good enough to worthy to make this thing worthy? Now you're insulting my Lord. You're insulting my God. Amen? I spoke with another prisoner the other day. He's been down for 33 and a half years. And I talked to him the other day in the car and stuff. And he said, man, Brother Robbie, he goes, you people just got so much love in your church. And he goes, I just don't ever see anything. Like, I'm not worthy of this. I said, well, brother, you tell me that God's blood wasn't good enough? And he thought different. He goes, man, well, if you're going to put it that way. Amen. If you're going to put it that way. You know, come on, brother. What was the blood shed for? It was to purify me, to sanctify me, and to glorify me. It's completed. It's finished. Okay, then what's all this talk about what we're doing now? Well, what was all this talk about when Jesus walked the earth and he was sweating blood in Gethsemane and he was going down the road called Dolorosa and he was going down to places and they were taking up stones? Are you thinking he wasn't God then? He was God. He was the Ancient of Days. He was the Alpha and the Omega. He was the beginning and the end, brethren. And when he spoke to them, they said, well, you're talking, you know, it was so many hundreds of years back, you know, when Abraham, you know, you're only 30-some years old and you're saying he was before Abraham. See, they didn't understand. Just like people don't understand when we speak like this. And you say, well, brethren, you can't be speaking, taking away the glory of God. I'm not taking away the glory of God. I am the glory of God. He said he'd give his glory to none other. Well, I'm not a none other. I'm bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And if he isn't going to put the glory in his body, then you tell me where it's going to go. And then what are we going to do with the doctrine of justification, sanctification, and glorification? What are we going to do with the doctrine of translation, transformation, and transfiguration if you can't speak it? And the Bible said, speak the things that they cannot see as if they are, and then they become. Amen? And you're going to have to start speaking a profession because he's the high priest of your profession. And if you can't start speaking those things into an existence they'll never be. I could see, you know, when we think of the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, you know, and it said, you know, these, okay, where we're talking about, you know, as plural aspect of thought. Okay, we know there's only one God, but I could see him sitting there going, man, it's a big hunk of dirt there, man. I don't think we could do nothing with it. And he, you know, but he didn't see a big hunk of dirt without form and void. He saw the creation. Amen. And he started speaking it. You see, if you can't see the finished works of Christ, who's going to? Come on, brethren. Who's going to? If I look at a man and I say, this guy's a murderer. What am I looking at? And I say, no, that man's the Son of God. Amen. He was in the foreknowledge of God. Oh, man, you say, but he done a hideous act. Who didn't? All have sinned according to my Bible. You just want to make one sin greater than another one. And there are different measures of sin, but they all put you in hell. There's different measures of eternal life. Let me take a moment and explain that. You know, the church world teaches us that, oh, we're all just going to make it to heaven. But let me tell you something. If we make it into the kingdom, it's by the mercies and grace of God. But not everybody's got the same reward. They got the same reward of life, eternal life, yes. But some were faithful over many things, and he makes them rule over great things. Talks about 24 elders around the throne. It didn't say 24 million, did it? It said 24. And there's a government and an orchestration of order in the kingdom. You know, and you think that you're going to frolic around here and stumble around, and if you make it in without no reward and not without no works, it's Bible now, brethren. There's going to be some that make it in. You know, their rewards burn up, and there's going to be others that make it in that they've made them leaders and great things. See, the church world don't like to talk like that because they want to be like the welfare mentality of America. You know, I don't got to work, but I got to drive a new car like you. I don't have to work. I'm going to go down there. They're expectant with a mentality and a mind of, you know, let this rich man give to me. Amen. That don't work in the kingdom, brethren. God, I tell you this, and you can look in the scriptures, but he takes the talent away. The man that has one talent, and he takes it away from him because he's a bad steward. And because he's worthless and lazy and scared. And he takes away from him, gives it to the man with 10. Come on now, that's the Bible. And you think, well, God feels sorry for me. Man, you've got too much Democrat mind in you. I'm not a politician. I could care less about your left and right and your conservatives and your immorals or whatever. You know, I could care less about that. But it just shows your reprobate mind. Amen. It shows your perversion and your filth, I'm sorry to say. Amen. I hate the colleges. I hate the education system because they're imparting this perverted, filthy mind called an American into your head. I am not an American. I'm a blood-bought, born-again child of God from heaven. Hallelujah. I've been born again. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. I am an ambassador for him. I'm a king's kid. Amen. Come on, brethren. I am not going to degrade myself down into this world. And you say, oh, wow, man, Brother Rob, that sounds so disrespectful, you know, and this and that. Well, you want me to talk to you as a man? Hey, I'm thankful to be American. Come on. I've been around the world in different places and seen some real poverty. Man, I like the streets in America. Man, I like you drive on these nice roads and stuff. We've been driving down in other countries, man, and all of a sudden the road just went away. And man, you find your, you know, so man, you know, you want to talk like an American? That's okay. I could talk with you. I thank God for military. I thank God for the patriots of old. I thank God for the men that shed their blood over in World War II for our freedom. I thank God for them people, brethren. And I'm thankful, and I'll never speak disrespectful of that. But I'm not here to promote this world, to promote this government. I'm not here to make America great. America has defied God. Amen. The Jews, when they were here, they talked about Jerusalem, this city of David. They talked about this most holy place. And boy, they were proud to be a Jew. You're proud to be American. You're going to burn with America, and America's coming down because of their perversion and their filth. So you better differentiate yourself and separate yourself from America. And you better separate yourself from the government of America and say, you know what? I know who I am. Amen. I'm a new creature in Christ. I've been born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I was sent to America from heaven, amen, to bring good news and glad tidings to mankind. And I'm here trying to bring the mind of Jesus Christ into America for they could be caught away and saved from the judgment that's coming to this God-forsaken land. You say, well, America's a Christian nation. If this is a Christian nation, my friend, and we pass laws to marry faggots, we pass laws to kill babies, and you call it a Christian nation, Christian nations don't set legislation to murder and set legislation to kill. Amen. So this ain't no Christian nation. This nation is an abomination in God. This nation has fallen away from God. And this nation is full of reprobates and perverts and trash. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand. Amen. Amen. All right. I got a little ways to go here this evening, and I haven't even begun. You love the Lord? You can get mad at me if you want. It won't do you no good. Amen, because I'm going to preach the word. Amen. Brother Ed and I was out there talking in yard day, and he was off over there in Illinois. So I'm preaching, and boy, this preacher, boy, he just didn't want to like me. We won't go there, but it was a fun service. Amen. I had devils popping up like popcorn in a hot pan. I'm preaching and they're popping up and screaming at me. And I said, shut your mouth. I'm here to preach the gospel. Amen. I didn't back down no devil. Amen. Okay, we're going to go over to some other scripture after I read this one. But in Colossians 3rd chapter, 10th verse, it says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. We're going to have to wrestle with some creation. You know, we say we're created, you know, in the image of God. A man says that, and they think they see God when they look in the mirror. I teach that with understanding and revelation. Now, the thing is your form that you are seen in is the form of darkness that's got the creature, the light, the new man within. When we're talking about what's perfect, it isn't your image. Amen. Some of you, it's easy to tell. I know. Amen. But it isn't your image. Now, there is a perfected image, brethren. The Bible said that the purpose of a coming is to, let me see if I can get that scripture to come to me, even more I can paraphrase it. But it says, for the image of the Lord. God, what's the word I'm looking for there? What's that? Conform. Exactly, to conform to the image of God. Well, what is that? Conformity have to come to. Are we talking about conforming to the nature of a man? Absolutely not. To the glory of the Lord. Amen. The purity of God. Amen. And this is the purpose and the plan for we. You know, when we say written epistles, read nor of all men, we're hoping that they're reading the epistle of Christ within us and not the book of trash and filth. Amen. Brethren, we are the created works of the Lord. But then, it's, again, the Lord says, creating the creature. But then yet the creature's already been created when we're speaking of the new man. I am bringing works into a manifestation. I've taught to you that the Bible teaches us, you know, against the popular thoughts of the lazy Christianity, you know, that we're not saved by works that no man could boast. You know, it's by the grace of God. And I say, yeah, amen. They got Bible for that, brother. I'm not taking away the grace of God. But I know that my faith is perfected by my works according to James, correct? Isn't that what James teaches? That my faith is perfected. Who wants perfect faith? I want perfected faith. So if my faith is perfected by my works, then if I'm a pastor and a preacher and a teacher, I need to teach how to perfect faith. Amen? Now the thing is when the Lord Jesus was walking amongst the earth, he would speak to people and he said, I have not seen such a great faith in all of the earth or in all of Israel. When he would see somebody speak a profession by faith. So there's different measures of faith. Y'all agree with that? Some 30, some 60, some 100. And some people have troubles having enough faith. Brother George said they have problems to have enough faith to get him a pair of socks. And then all of a sudden they need a miracle where they need 100,000 and they say they're going to set faith, but they never exercise faith for a pair of socks. Come on now. We need to press and contend for faith. Works. Action. Amen. People find fault with me because I preach works. And I'm never going to quit doing that. You know why? Because I'm the works of the Lord. And I'm going to perfect you to be the works of God. Amen. And you say, well, I already am the works of God. And I say, okay, if you are that case, I will see it. It'll be vindicated. It'll be manifest. It'll be seen. It'll be known. It'll be shown. Amen. How many of we got the works of the Lord here? Amen. Okay. So if you're the bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, then you should be the works of the Lord. Okay. Genesis 6:7 says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created. Now listen, this is going to give you hope tonight. You say, wait a minute, what are you saying, Brother Ron? It says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man, beast, and creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for he repenteth me that I have made them. Man, that gives me so much hope. Can you see hope in that scripture? You say, man, he said he repented that he made us? He repented? And you're finding hope in that? Yes. You know why? Let me tell you why I find hope in this. Brethren, has anybody ever created anything that they later regretted? Huh? Now, if you can understand what I just said, you would have been like Brother Jeff back there and raise your hand. Both hands. Pick up my feet, too. Let me tell you something. Some of you have created a marriage that is terrible. And it's not godly. It doesn't show the mind of Christ. It doesn't show the revelation of the Lord. It doesn't show the love of God. And you created a terrible marriage. You know how I could talk like that? Because there was a time my own wife came to me and said, I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. It broke my heart because I was too busy working for God. She loves the labors of the Lord, but I got so busy that I didn't have time for my home. I'll tell you, I created something there that I repented before the Lord for creating that. Come on. You see, I'm a creator, brethren. I am a creator because I come after God and created by God, and I'm a creator. I can create my marriage. I can create my business. I could create my world that I live in. Because I'm a creator and I'm creating every single day. Now you want to walk in your laziness and you want everything to be so happy for you and so glorious and so certain way for you with no labor, no creation, no effort. Well, you know, you say, Brother Rob, if you could come to this place that I live and I'm just in the rest of the Lord. And I said, you're a lying dog. I'm sorry to say it like that. You ain't in no rest. I see that you don't even have good rest and you don't have peace. But you know, you got the right thing to say. You know, you praise God with your lips, but your heart's far from Him. You don't have peace. You don't have rest. You say, oh man, I'm in the rest of the Lord, but you're not in rest. You see, you can't fake peace. So the thing is, brethren, is here God repented that He made man because of what man did. And I've created things, brethren, I repented before the Lord. So if my God could repent for something He created, can you repent for something you've created? I tell men, I say, you know, you could create a business. You could build a business. And then all of a sudden, your creation owns you. Come on. And you got no control over it. It's controlling you. It dictates your life, dictates your time, dictates everything about you. That's a terrible place to be under the command of anything except God. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. Now, don't misunderstand me. I could be busy 24/7 for the Lord. It's His work. It's His ministry. It's His labors. Amen. So you're thinking, well, you know, brother, you got to find some time to rest. Well, I just professed to you or confessed to you when my wife said to me many years ago, I had to reevaluate some things that I created. I'm under this thought like, oh, man, I got me a wonderful, you know, we don't fight. We don't scream and yell at each other. We lived in the same house. She never talks to me like some kind of dog. This woman never yells at me, brother. A godly wife ain't going to scream at her husband. I'm sorry. And when a woman thinks she's got that right, the husband needs to say, shut up, devil. You are nothing but the devil, woman. Well, I say that to my wife, she'll beat me up. Well, you're a sissy now. Now you're a devil and a sissy. And you got pink boxer shorts. I'm sorry. Come on, let's be men here. Now you go and mistreat your wife and talk to her like she's some kind of dog because you're the man, then you ain't nothing but the devil. You know, I got understanding. Brother Bo and I was fellowship, and he said, you know, Brother Robin, it keeps coming to me, that it's a balance. I hope it ain't being weighed and the balance isn't found lacking or wanting. Come on. That's Bible. But brethren, we're always continually trying to find the balance of things. Amen. And the thing is if your wife's barking at you and you can't go labor with the brethren and stuff because I got to have time with you, she's a devil. She needs to let you serve the Lord and labor with the brotherhood and labor with them. And then when she's got you, you got blessing. And God will bless her and bless you and bless your time. It'll be rich and wonderful. But then when a man don't ever have no time for his wife at all, and the only reason he's over at the church or the church out because he's sick of being around your nagging. Boy, I'm telling you, this wasn't in my notes. Amen. I love y'all. Create a world that the man wants to be around you and be at home. We're talking about creating. You want to create a happy marriage, a marriage with tranquility and a marriage of, man, a husband should be like, I can't wait to get home to see my wife. That's the way it should be. Man, I just can't wait to get home. But man, when you got to throw the hat in the door, see if it's safe. Huh? You know, the Bible said, woe unto them given to change. Well, Brother Rob, it's my time of the month. Hey, bro, you know, get saved. Amen. Amen. You might have some chemical process going on in your body, but shut your stinking mouth and quit professing to that and let it take rule over you. Brethren, we don't let things take rule over us. I could submit to sickness. I could submit to disease. I could submit to weakness. I could submit to all kinds of things. But you know what? I'm a creator. And I said, I choose this day to serve God. I feel good today. Amen? I'm not going to submit to the backache. I'm not going to submit to the pain. I'm going to submit to my Lord and God and say, you know what, Lord God? I can overcome this thing and do all things for you. Amen? Hallelujah. It's just a state of mind. Amen? That's all it is, a state of mind. You know, you need to be careful what mind that you are in. What mind are you of? What mind are you thinking in? Okay, again, Genesis 6, he repented. Amen. That he even made man. Now, I could go on and expound on that for hours here, but we're going to go on just for a minute. Isaiah 43, 7, it says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Okay, so he formed or created and made you for what? For his glory. Amen. Can you receive that? Huh? Can you receive that? I know we can go to the scripture that he gave his glory to none other. Again, I'm not a none other. I'm a son of God. Amen. He lives in me. Now, if you believe in a glorification, that's what happens to this body. But the only way that this body can be glorified is that you realize that that inner quickening works of Christ is the glory of the Lord. And you got to bring it into manifestation in this mortal genes. You got to bring it into a manifestation now. And then you will see the metamorphosis, the transfiguration, or you will wit the redemption of your body. If you're just walking in the beggarly elements of this world with a poor profession and all this, that, my Bible said that Jesus Christ is the high priest of my profession, so I profess who I am, what he's done for me, what he has given me. He's given me everything, brethren, that pertains to the light. You better start believing it. You might quote it, you might say it, and you'll find yourself perish. Amen. As I told you, I called the preacher and he said, oh, praise God, brother. Oh, praise the Lord. I've been healed by the stripes. You know, shut up. Man, that's the word of God. Don't tell him to shut up. He didn't believe it. He was professing with his mouth, but his heart was far from it. Amen. He was religious and he knew the right things to say at the right time. But the Spirit of God wasn't in him. Amen. So I'm saying, shut your fleshly quotes of the word and get the spirit of the word and profess to me with the anointing. Profess me with the power. Profess the virtue of God and you'll feel the life and the strength and you'll find yourself standing in the glory of the Lord and praising and rejoicing. Amen? Amen. Praise God. God's good. Amen. Hallelujah. So even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go on down in Isaiah to 65 now. They'll put it up on the board here, 65:17. Amen. I just want to read some scriptures to you, brethren. We're going to have to get a hold of some things here. Amen. For behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice, verse 18, forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. Okay, so now we talk about Jerusalem, and it turns into what? Sodom. That's what the Bible says. It said it becomes spiritual Sodom. But he said he created something and it becomes Sodom. Amen? So then we think of a new Jerusalem. Now we could look at these scriptures and we could think of a new heaven and a new earth. And your mind's going to go into a chronological thought. And you're going to think of the heavens and the earth passing away. Now listen, I'm going to help you here for a moment. Just stay with me for a second. The Bible said the earth abideth forever. And you say, oh, someday I'm going to heaven. Okay, praise God for that. But it said the heavens and the earth pass away. So where are you going? If this thing's going to pass away and that's your dwelling point, what are you going to do then? Oh, no. You see, that's why we differentiate first heaven, second heaven, third heaven. This first heaven's going to pass away. The second heaven's going to pass away. The body's going to go away. The soul realm is going to go away. It's all going to go back to oneness. Amen? Those things are the expression of God. And God's expressing himself through creation. And then it's going to come back into a oneness with him. So this is what we say. God took the glory and put him into the earth and robed him in flesh and the glory perfected to show mankind the glory of the Lord in shoe leather. Come on now. Amen. Robed him in flesh. Amen. So what are you doing here? You know, he was the firstborn of what? Many brethren. Okay, the firstborn of many brethren, right? The firstborn of many brethren. I'm a brother of the Lord. I got the same Father. Amen. I got the same Spirit in me that was in Jesus. Is that what the Bible says? And it dwells where? In this mortal body that you see. Amen. But this thing will swallow up mortality. This body that you see, it might age, it might get out of shape, it might this and that, but this immortal is going to swallow up the immortality. So I've got to bring this immortal inside this new creature, and I got to get him to express in this outer man, right? So if I'm always professing after the man, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I'm so weak. Oh, I hurt. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. You are professing the devil, and you're professing everything is. And if you would gird up your loins and you would start professing like the Bible said that he's the high priest of your profession. And you know what? And don't submit to it. This morning when I woke up, my back is swelled up. I got a knot in my back. It's even hot. And it was going down my leg, and I could have submitted to that, and I could have laid over there and felt sorry for myself all day long. But you know what? I am a child of God, amen, a child of the King. And I said, I ain't got time to submit to this body. I ain't got time to submit to this pain. I ain't got time to submit to this thing. And I got up and I professed, you know what? I'm going on for God today. I'm going to do something for the Lord today. And look at this, it feels pretty good. Yes, amen. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Man, I could twist, I could move, I could bend, amen. Hallelujah. You say, well, I know you went to a chiropractor once, you go, dang. No, I talked to the chiropractor today, amen. And I have a direct line, amen, to the great physician, amen. And he helps me, amen. And you say, well, did it go away, Brother Rob? You know what? It has gone away, amen, because I'm not professing it. I could submit to it and I could make it hurt, amen. But I could also profess and I could go on with the Lord. Choose you this day in whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the beggarly elements of your body? Are you going to submit to the things of your body? Oh, well, this is my time of month. Shut up, woman. You know, you're just miserable. You know, just start saying, I feel good. Amen. Come on. Oh, woman going, well, you know, oh, my hormones and this. Well, shut them up and let them quit moaning. Huh? And just start professing Jesus Christ. Amen. I feel good today. Amen. And you know, your husband say, oh, God, it's that time. I don't even want to go home. Amen. Make him want to come home. Hey, honey, call him up that day and say, I love you. Amen. Man, I got a special dinner cooked for you today. Don't submit to it. Amen. Don't submit to it. Amen. You could submit to all kinds of things, but you don't have to. You're a creator. You're a child of God. Create this day. Choose you this day. I choose God. I choose to be the joy of the Lord. You know, when the disciples were going to be beaten for his name's sake, they chose to praise him. Man, glory to be to God. I found worthy to pray, you know, to be beaten for his name's sake. Amen. It was the state of thought, a state of mind. They said, oh God, I followed you. Oh God, I was there for you. I left my wife and kids at home. And I told them, said, I'm going to get beat up. Did you hear that? No. That's what you would say. But they had the spirit of power. And they said, praise be to God. I'm going to be beaten for his name's sake. I'm going to suffer for the glory of God that I could praise my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Quit submitting yourself to the beggarly elements of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And I might just preach here in a minute. Hallelujah. I approve this ad. You love the Lord? Ezekiel 28:15. Thou wast perfect in the ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. No, do we want to go there? Oh, God created me perfect. Amen. I said, thank you, Jesus. But I found iniquity in you. Oh, no. What are we going to do about that? Labor, works, destroy. You see, we forget that God gave us a sword of the Spirit. We forget that He gave us a shield of faith. We forget that He gave us a breastplate of righteousness. We forget that He gave us a belt of truth. We forget that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. He made us soldiers and fighters and warriors, amen. And we're supposed to be fighting the good fight of faith, amen. A good soldier for Christ keeps himself untainted from the affairs of the world, is what the Bible says. Oh, but we're little princes, you know. Jesus Himself, God Himself, came in and fought the fight in this world. He showed us the example. Brethren, He wasn't liked. He said, they hated me first, they're going to hate you too. He said, I didn't come to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword. To put the mother and the father and the son and the daughters, to put them apart. When your mama walks in a different mind than Christ, when your daddy walks in a different mind and they pervert you or pervert your families or pervert your children, then breath the sword of the Spirit, put it asunder. Who is your family? Who is your mother? Who is your brother? Come on, saints of God. We got to get real with God. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you something. One of the hardest things I ever had to do was separate from my own dad and my own mother. But you know what? By me showing that I'm willing to do that, my God reached down and helped them. Amen? I couldn't do it my way through compromise. I had to do it His way by choosing to serve Him. Amen? Come on, saints of God. You want to work out salvation in your own self, or you want to let Him do it? He's the one that draws them. Amen? You love the Lord? Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created. Yes, He made me perfect. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Till iniquity was found in me. Amen. Oh, come on, man. Can we put a period there where the comma's at? Amen. Brethren, you see, you say, well, Jesus saved me from my sin and my iniquities. He saved me and He put them as far as the east west. I say, yea and amen. Show me then. Oh, I'm born of God, Brother Rob. The Bible says, ye that are born of God cannot sin. Hallelujah. And I say, hey, I love that scripture, but show me. I like the show me state. You know, shut your stinking mouth, you religious reprobate, and show me. Come on. Now, I know I square things up and make it kind of sound crude, don't I? Is anybody else sick of the religious people of America that walk around talking good? You know, man, yeah, I'm a prophet. Amen. You wouldn't know a prophet if you seen one, you little sissy sucker snowflake. Oh, yeah, but I'm, you know. Man, they get up there and they put their threads on, boy, and they looking good, man. You know, you watch these black churches. You know, no disrespect to Brother Tab. He ain't a black man. He's a son of God. Amen. I'm not a white man. I'm a child of God. But you watch these ones, and the pastor's up there, boy, and amen. And the guy wearing the drum hits the drums like that, and there's a dude standing behind him. Yeah, I'm looking good, man. You know. Somebody ought to slap them off the airways. We don't project that kind of mind in that flesh. Was it only in the blacks, Brother Rob? No, but they typify things. Yes. You know, the white man is the most wretched, filthy thing on the planet if you want to get into racism. Come on now, saints. You think I'm going to sit here and talk like some white supremacist? A white man is a wretched dog. Amen. They've been wretched from day one. They were created perfect, but now there's been iniquity found in the white race. And their heart is black. And they're on their way to hell. Amen. So you don't want to get into racism with me, you white reprobate supremacist. Okay. Love y'all. God bless you. I preach like this in Africa too, brother. Yeah. Amen. I was over there in Africa preaching. I said, man, I'm of the tribe of Jesus. Man, there was tribal warfare going over there. They was killing one another. They killed about 1,200 just a few blocks from where I was at the week before. And I'm talking tribal stuff. I said, man, I'm of the tribe of Jesus. Amen. Come join me. Amen. Come on. I'm going to stay in that tribe. Amen. Hallelujah. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. You know, I hear some of you talk, yeah, brother, you know, man, back in the day, man, I sucked down enough booze, I could have floated a ship down to Mississippi. Shut your mouth! You make me sick! Oh, man, I fixed some heroin, man, I pulled it off. Oh, man, and I done this. I said, shut up, you reprobate! I don't want to glorify that. These former things ain't even supposed to be remembered! And you sit and talk about it like, oh, boy, man, one day I was bad. Come on. It's a stench in the nostrils of God. If you talk about it, you talk about it. Oh, God, have mercy on me that I ever yielded my members to Satan. And thank God for saving my soul. Thank God for reaching down and pulling me out of the mire. Never glorify that filth. You know, you see these guys proud about going to jail. Yeah, man, I've done 8 years, man. I was down here in the probation department. I think it was with Brother Jeff when he first got here. And I'm sitting in the probation department. He's back in there. And this guy, he's sitting there talking all, but yeah, man, the guy sits down. Hey, man, yeah, I just done 18 months. Man, if I'd done 18 months, I'd say, God have mercy. I was robbed of 18 months of my life because of my ignorance. And he's sitting there, Magno, yeah, man, I've done 18, man. I was only out for 12, man, and I was just done, you know, thinking he's bad. Boy, I would like to say, Lord, can I separate the new man for a second? And let this old man just come alive and put some stinking knots on that idiot's head. I would like to beat Jesus in him. You say, Brother Rob, that ain't Christ-like. I know, that's why I didn't do it. Amen. I was calling on the new creature, say, just shut up. You know, this is your time to be quiet. I know how to reverse those things. This is your time to be quiet. Go to the slaughter silently. And I'm sitting there going, oh God, this is making me nauseous. It's not just a stench in your nostrils, God. It's in one of mine too. Oh, stinking whiskey, drinking, sucking sucker, man. I ain't got no time for that ignorance. Amen. It's the devil. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. Amen. Let the new heavens, let the new Jerusalem reign. Let the God, the Christ, reign in this thing. Forget the former things of your first birth, of your first image, of your strength, of your muscles, of your smarts, of your education, of your abilities and of your skills. Forget about it. And let Christ live. Quit trying to make yourself a name in this earth. Quit trying to make yourself somebody in this earth. Let Him reign. Let Him live. Let Him have His ministry in you. And let Him move, amen, in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anything that brings glory to you ain't of God. It brings glory to Him and Him alone. Amen. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. Amen. We got to see the finished work of Christ in this. We got to see the old Jerusalem pass away and the new one descend out of the heavens. Jesus said he descended out of the heavens and it was him that ascended back up. Amen. You got to be that. Amen. And you got to know that you're not of this world. That you're of another world, another mind, another place. Amen? So don't fall in love with this world. It's just a passing through. We're just passing through this place. Amen? We're not of this world. We're just ambassadors. We're cruising through here. This land is not ours. Amen? Nothing here. My father once said, he said, son, I've never seen a U-Haul truck behind a hearse. Come on now. Never. Amen. You ain't taking nothing with you. Come in this world naked and you'll go out with all your clothes burned off when they're throwing you in hell. That wasn't nice, was it? Or you'll be caught out. Amen. And I don't care what garments you got on, but you, if you're going to be caught up, you got the wedding garment on. You're pure and clothed. Amen. In the beauty of the Lord. Amen. All right. We're going to go down to Ephesians, the second chapter. Amen. About the 10th verse here. It says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Well, it's not by works, Brother Rob, it's by faith.
Well, let's get your faith perfected by your works. Read that scripture again. It says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Walk in what? Good works. Amen. Walk in good works. I got to choose to walk in good works. I could walk in the world today. I could submit to the carnal mind today. Come on. I could submit to death today. I could submit to sickness today. I could submit to defeat today. I could lay and feel sorry for myself today. I could be mollygrubbed today. Come on. Isn't that right? But you know what? Choose you this day in whom you're going to serve. I'm going to serve the Creator. Amen. I'm going to serve Him. Amen. Because He made me and empowered me and filled me and anointed me and set me apart. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let my profession be by my mind, by my thinking. I'm going to let my profession be by His mind. Amen. Speak them things. If there's something, you know, if you were just an unfortunate one that had some misfortune thing happen to you, quit submitting to it. Start speaking it away. Amen. Somewhere you got to change your profession. The doctor says you're dying. Say, no, sir, I'm life. I'm living. Hallelujah. He's given me everything that pertaineth unto life. Amen. I can't die, doc. Talk back to him. Speak back to him. Let him know who your God is. Well, what if it don't happen, Brother Rob? It ain't with your unbelief. Amen. Say, God, help my unbelief. Huh? But if you don't have a profession, if you don't have a profession, brother, you ain't got nothing. I got Jesus Christ. He is my profession. Amen. He is my profession. And His word said it. I believe it. It's yea and amen. Amen. It's His word. It's yea and amen. It ain't my doctrine. It ain't my word. It's His word. It's His doctrine. And if I preach any other doctrine and said, let him be accursed, I got to preach His word. It don't matter if the theologians of America like it or not. It don't matter if the theologians in Nigeria, in Kenya, in the Philippines, it don't matter. If they don't like it, I'm not there to please them. I'm called to please my God. Amen. I'd rather serve God as man. I'm not looking for popularity. There's some things I could back off on, for I could intermingle with some of the denominations. I could back off a little of this and intermingle over here. I could back off a little of this and intermingle over here. But I'm called to preach God's word. People question me. Well, Brother Rob, you got thrown out of that prison over there because you preached the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody needs to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. You know, say, well, if you'd back off a little bit, if you'd back off a little bit, you wouldn't have got thrown out of there. I got no business going in there backed off, because that's what the rest of them are doing in there. And that's why it's full of queers and faggots and perverts in there. Amen. It's because the preacher's backed off preaching the word. They say, oh, just come on, ease up a little bit. You're just a little bit harsh. You're a little bit mean. Amen. Well, let me tell you, my Savior ran them out of the temple, out of the house, out of the church, because they were money changers. And let me tell you something that my Lord Jesus would do today. He would kick the tables over of the money changers. He would go to the assemblies of God and kick their tables down. You understand what I'm saying? And to the Baptist and the Methodist and all of them, amen. He'd be kicking their tables down, because it's all about money, all about finances, amen. I know what he would do, and that's what he is. He's living in me. He's dwelling in me. He's speaking through me. He said it's no longer the preacher speaking, but it's Christ, amen. And when you hear these things coming out of my mouth, it's because of the righteous indignation of God in my spirit. And I'm preaching against sin, and I'm exposing the darkness of these ministers of Satan. Somebody give the Lord a hand. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to read one more scripture and we're going to close. Y'all got time for one more? I've read one scripture and preached 4 hours. You sure you got time for one more? I love y'all. Amen. Got one amen back there. He must have took a nap this afternoon. No. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in the righteousness and true holiness. Now let me ask you something. If I took this vest off and I'm holding it here, and I said, Brother Jeff, come here. Brother Tab, come here, put this on. Oh, I'm not going to do no labor. I'm not going to do no works. I say, put this on. So if he's asking me right here, it says, and that you put on the new man. Is that an action? Now, I could put on this flesh, right? Huh? You want me to put on the flesh for a minute? Hey, Saturday, bro. Remember today, man? Yeah. That's putting on the flesh, ain't it? Huh? Come on. Put out your chisel. Guy in prison, he ain't putting on no new man. Man, don't you mess with me, sucker. Man, you even look over this way, I'll knock your stinking head off, man. Walking like this, man. You know, somebody, that just makes you want to slap somebody. Because it's flesh. Is that the new man? You think Jesus done that? But let me tell you something. They seen a tough guy when he was kicking them tables over. He took a whip and ran him out. He wasn't Joel Osteen then. Huh? Oh, God loves everybody. But I tell you what, he'd kick his tables over and he'd cast his harlot wife into the flames of hell. Say, you can't talk that way. I just did. Well, what do you know about his wife? Let me tell you something. You just got to look. It ain't hard to tell a whore when you see a whore. I'm sorry, brother, if that offends you. Okay, I'm going to change my adjectives a little bit. Okay, I'm working on adjectives now. If it's a doke and it walks like a doke and it waddles like a doke, it's a doke. Right? Everybody knows what a doke is in this church. That's this redneck southern Georgia boy down there, northern Georgia boy. That's what he says, duck. But if it wiggles like a duck and quacks like a duck and waddles like a duck, it's a duck, right? So if it dresses like a whore and paints itself up and looks like a whore and flaunts herself with her beauty, what is that? Huh? When a woman uses her looks and her physique and her little hind end shaking to move up in the corporate ladder, she's a whore. No, she didn't sleep with nobody. She got a whore nature. She's selling herself. Amen. You see, you got to get real, man. People, we don't have to be so offensive, Brother Rob. Let me tell you something. A man of God going to be on television trying to save the world, he ain't going to paint his wife up like some kind of stinking Jezebel out there with eyelashes sticking out this far and all the paint and the powder and stuff to glorify the Hollywood. What makes you think your wife's supposed to dress like Hollywood and look like Hollywood? You say, well, Brother Rob, you're meddling a little bit. This is my church. I can do whatever I want. Amen. Amen. I teach people to be beautiful. Amen. Let the glory of the Lord shine forth in the women. Amen. Of holiness. Amen. I told a man the other day, I said, brother, I see a woman in pants. I don't think that she's, you know, I don't disrespect her. Think, well, she can't be a Christian. I'm not that small. But brother, I'm building a team here to help me win souls. And if you would look like women and look like ladies, because they're gone in America. You know what? The women of America, they talk filthier than a sailor used to talk in the 60s. You realize that? Women didn't used to use filthy language. I've been cussed out by women. I'm thinking, whoa, really? I mean, man, you talk worse than my daddy used to. You know, the respect for women is gone because women are gone. You see, a woman isn't forward. The Bible said that God did not create man for the woman. He created woman for the man. What you going to do with that? That's just Bible. I got sisters even in this work think I'm a male chauvinist pig. I'm sorry, but it's okay. I got to preach the word. I know how to love a woman. I know how to treat a lady and a woman and respect. You could demand that from me. Amen? But we need to know the word and how to understand the word. Keep things decent. Keep things in order. You see, I found as being the bride of Christ, being the woman, that I love him and I submit to him. And I yield to him. I do what his will is. And guess what I do? He brings blessings to me. Amen, because I'm submitted, and I love him, and I don't argue with him. Well, I don't want to do that. I want you to go over here. I don't want to do that. Well, let's go here. I don't want to do that. You see, if you got a contrary wife that's that way, she never wants to do anything you want to do, and she's only happy if she's setting the order, she's a devil. Sorry. You say, Brother Rob, that's kind of plain speak. I'm hoping it's getting through. Who are you talking about? Your wife? My wife? Amen? I'm talking about me, brethren. If I'm the bride, you think it's easy to always do what God wants you to do? You want me to go over there and get spit in my face? They don't like me over there. He said, go anyway. Okay. You see, I'm not my own. I'm a servant of the Lord. So if I'm preaching a message that's drawing the woman up, then I'm preaching a message about the bride, then I'm drawn up. Amen. But I found something, brethren, that if when I submit unto the Lord and submit to him and make it, then he blesses me and takes care of me. When a woman will submit to her husband and do that, she's going to find that she's be well cared for and taken care of. Now listen to me. There's an uncertain sound that goes forth here. You see, there's men that are after the kingdom of this world. They work and they work hard and they're brilliant in their thoughts and their mind and they're millionaires. Their belongings, Brother Charles, the Bible says will testify against them on the day of judgment. And another man will have the same amount of monetary things. And they're testifying that God is a provider. They're testifying that God's word is real, that there's a reward in all labors. And I sowed into his kingdom and he blessed me back in it. And you say, well, you know, you could make it all sound right. I say, yeah, I can. But I'm not trying to make anything sound right. I'm telling you what is right. Amen? And if I'm going to preach God's word, then God's word is going to have to be vindicated in the present day truth and action. If I sow into his kingdom and I don't get a reward for it, it makes his whole word a lie. Are you trying to justify what you have? I don't have anything. That's where you're wrong. Amen. If I got a jackass to ride on, it's his. Amen. And I'm going to give the glory to him for giving me the ass that I could ride on to town. Amen. And if I got a pair of shoes to walk into town, it's his, because he give me all things. My Bible teaches me to give him praise and glory for everything. If I sit back and say, boy, look at what I've done, and I'm proud. Look at this. And I say, okay, well, he gave me a mind that I could do that. Thank you, Jesus, for the mind to work. Thank you, Jesus, for the mind that I could do all things. Amen. But the glory goes to you. Amen. He could put you on your backside and you can't even pick your head up and have to drive around a little wheelchair with your chin, huh? With slobber running out your mouth. Somebody got to wipe off your mouth and stick a spoon in it when you're hungry. Yeah, that could happen. I'm not mocking those kind of people, but what I'm saying, I got strength because of him. I got breath because of him. I got understanding because of him. I got a home because of him. I got a wife because of him. Everything I got is because of him, and I give him the glory for all things, amen, because he's my Lord and my God. I'm not going to stand back and take the glory because of my mind, because of my strength, because of my brilliance. Then I'm robbing him, amen, and he curses everything I have then. I'm not a proud man. I am a savior. Man, I am not a man that's talking about what I've done. I'm talking about what he's done. Amen. Because I am his works. I am his labors. I am his child. I am his manifestation. I am his glory. Amen. I am his creature. I am his creation. Amen. I am his salvation. I am his manifestation of his life. I am life because of him. Amen. Not because of me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I got to put that man on. I read it again. And that she put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Put him on. So what am I? The righteousness of God. What am I? The holiness of God. Without holiness, no man will see God. Amen? Well, you can't say that. I just said it because he said it. All I do is say what he says. Amen? It isn't me, it's him. Amen? If I got anything to say, it come from him. Amen? It comes from him. I speak his word. If I bring in anything else, it'll be a curse. Amen? So speak his word. Don't be afraid to speak his word. Oh, but Brother Rob, what if it don't happen? It already happened. Amen? It's already happened. What are you afraid to speak about what's already happened? Amen? He said it. I believe it. Can you believe it? If you're not, you're an unbeliever. What do unbelievers do? We know what happens to unbelievers. Y'all love the Lord? Come on, let's exercise faith here. Let's exercise an action here. You come here, the preacher preach, pour his heart out. Oh, praise God, thousands of people do that. But let's exercise the word. Let's start changing our profession. Let's start believing who we are. Amen? You know, you hear me again, I say, show me state. Oh yeah, I'm a son of God, show me. Sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. You say you're a son of God, I'm looking for a man led by God. When I find you being led by the world, when I find you being led by the things of the world, when I find you being led by some other element, I say, you're not a son of God. Come on now. I am not going to submit to the powers of darkness, to the powers of this world. I am not going to do it. There's something in me that resists. The Bible said, draw nigh unto God and resist the powers of this world. Resist the powers of darkness. Resist the devil and he flees. If I don't resist him, he won't flee. He said, man, the devil's at my house. Well, you didn't resist him. The devil's in my wife. You didn't resist him. The devil's in my husband. You didn't resist him. You fed it. You pampered it. You enabled it. You strengthened it. You anointed it. You loved it. You laid with it. Amen? You created it. God repented that he created man. You need to repent that you created the world that you're in and say, God, I choose this day to serve you. And I'm going to not remember the former things that I created. I'm not going to remember my iniquities from my brilliance and from my mind. I'm not going to remember the creation that I created with my Bible retention and my quotes of the Bible. I've renounced those former things. I am that creature of Christ Jesus. I'm no longer my own. I am a child of God. I am a man. Manifestation of God and His glory and His power and His love. Amen. That's who we are. We're not of ourselves. We have nothing. He's everything. And when we're in Him, we are everything. Amen. It's Him and Him alone. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I approve of this message. Amen. Boy, Brother Rob, that's a good message. It's Him. He's good. Amen. I come here tonight saying, okay, Lord, what are we going to do? Boy, it'd been real nice if you said, hey, Brother Rob, just call Brother Charles up tonight. And I say, oh, praise God. I'm going to sit back and just amen. Oh, yeah, Lord, I love Brother Charles's preaching. You know why? Because Brother Charles is, he's not a snowflake. Amen. Amen. He ain't submitting to his age. Oh, I'm an old man now, you know. That guy works. I like men that work. Amen. I do. I like men that work. God likes men that work. Amen. Go through the Word. He likes workers. He don't like lazy people. He don't like sluggards. Amen. He don't like it. Every message I've heard Brother Charles preach, he brings out that God has an expectation of you. Amen. He don't have a victim mentality like America. Oh, you owe me. You owe me. What you going to do for me? Man, you walk around, man, what you going to do for you? Man, I'm going to give you my life and do everything I can. And I'm going to invest in you. But I'm going to start looking for the investment to return. Throw the bread out on the waters and make sure it comes back. And you bring some of these guys to work and you start working. You need to look for fruit. You need to look for fruit of God in them. Look for the fruit of doing the same thing. Brethren, if he trained you, then you trained somebody else. The world even got this thing they're calling it, what do they call it, pass me down thing or something? Pay forward, they call it. I mean, the worldly people are doing what they call pay forward. So what should we do? I'm going to invest in your life or you can invest in another. I'm investing in you right now. I'm imparting to you right now. The Bible said, let these ministers lay hands, the apostles lay hands, and they imparted the gifts of God into them. You say, well, you can't do that. Well, the Bible said they can. It said that they laid hands on me and imparted the gifts. I'm imparting wisdom into you tonight. I'm imparting knowledge in you tonight. I'm imparting love and faith into you tonight. I'm imparting joy into you tonight. I'm imparting victory into you tonight. I'm imparting power into you tonight. Amen. That's what I'm called to do. You see, I'm a creator. I'm creating. I'm speaking to your old dead flesh and bringing life to it. Amen. Receive that. I'm speaking life into you. Receive it. Well, you can't do that. You're right. I can't for you. But the one over here says, man, praise God. I receive. Amen. They get it. Amen. All you got to do is believe. Hey, I receive. You can't do nothing for me. That's what they said about Jesus. And there wasn't many miracles wrought in Nazareth. Wasn't many miracles wrought there. Oh, I know who your daddy is. I know who your mama is. Oh, you're just a carpenter's boy. You know? Well, Brother Ram, you ain't no better than me. You're exactly right. I'm the least of all. Amen. I'm the least of all. But let me tell you something. I got the best of all dwelling in me. Amen. And He's in me. It's His ministry. It's His word. It's His anointing. It's His power. Amen. And I just impart it. That's it. That's simple. I'm not in a struggle. What if it don't happen? What do you mean, what if it don't happen? Don't you believe His word? Amen. Yeah, well, you know, you can't speak that. I can speak His word. By His stripes you are healed. Amen. By His labors, He's given you everything that pertaineth unto life. I believe it. Can you? All you got to do is believe. Amen. All right, let's sing a song or two. Amen. The altars are open tonight. Continue to pray for this little sister, Olivia. Amen. Pray. Amen. Pray. Pray. Amen. If you can't feel the infirmity of that grandfather, if you can't feel the ache and the pain of looking at a grandchild laying down in that hospital, even though it's not yours, it will be yours. You need to feel the infirmity and say, oh my God, help them. Oh my God, help them. Amen. You need to feel this thing in your heart. And then you can make a contact to God. Amen. you could make a contact when you could do that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God's good. I want the new heavens and the new earth. The former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. I don't want it to even come into my mind. Don't let the former things come into your mind. Oh, I'm weak. No, it ain't coming to mind. I'm strong. Oh, I'm poor. No, don't let it come into your mind. I've been blessed and I prosper. Amen. Don't let it come into your mind. Oh, I can't do it. I can do all things. Let all things be in your mind, not you can't. Amen. You're a child of God. He's the high priest of your profession. Believe His word. Believe His word. I can. I will. I am. Hallelujah. Don't be defeated in your thoughts. You know, if you can't do it, you've done it. You lost the victory right there in your thoughts. Amen. Can you fly the space shuttle, Brother Rob? Sure I can. Have you ever? No, I haven't, but I can. I got enough wisdom to know how to train to do it. Amen. I've done a lot of things that I've never done before, but I can do all things in Christ. Amen. I can apply myself. It don't matter what it is. You know, I can't do it. My car's broke. I don't know how to fix it. Who told you you don't know how? Why don't you try it? Amen? Why don't you try it? Quit telling yourself that you're not a mechanic. Quit telling yourself that you can't do it. You can do it. Just get somebody to help you that knows how to do it. And all of a sudden you could learn. Andy could have said, I'm just a tile man. I seen him out there putting brakes on his car one day. And I said, man, my grandkids are going to be riding in that thing. Let me go make sure he's doing this right. I showed him one time and he was doing it the second time. Pete the same way. When I met him, he wasn't a mechanic. He's pulled engines and changed engines and transmissions. And there ain't anything. He's because he don't defeat himself. Mind. Well, I'm not a mechanic. Let me go get Brother Ed to do it. Let me go get this other brother. Don't you lazy, stinking slob. That's what you are. You're stinking lazy. You don't have a mind to work. Is why you want somebody else to do it. Go do it yourself and learn. And learn how to do it and get somebody to help you. Hey, Brother Rob, I don't know how to do brakes. Would you help me? Brother Rob, I don't know how to do this. Would you help me? Come on, brother. You should want to learn because you're a creator. And if God gave me the mindset to create, then I'm going to create. I could do electrical. You know why? Because I grabbed the electrician and said, show me. I grabbed the plumber and said, show me. Grab the sheetrock man, show me. Grab the tile man, show me. Amen. Hallelujah. I grabbed the painter, show me. Amen. We could do all things. Amen. You say, well, that's not what that means. Oh, what does it mean to you? Amen. We could do all things. Amen. If there's need, we can do it. Make yourself available. Well, I don't like that. Who said that He's choose you to do what you like? I chose to do what He likes. Amen. He likes to see you get spit upon for you can look back and smile and say, I love you. And He says, you know, man can't do that. Man is going to answer with retaliation. You understand that? But Christ doesn't. He says, Father, forgive them. So He's going to send the one to spit in your face for He can show His strength and His glory and His power to you. Amen? Amen. Rejoice on the day of persecution and tribulations. Rejoice because now you can show that you're not relative like the rest of the men are. And you say, hey, I love you. Amen. It's Him, brethren. It's Him. Let Him live. Let Him reign. Let Him move in your life. Amen. God loves you. He wants to use you. He wants to show salvation in you. He wants the works of Him to be seen in you. He wants people to understand His image and His glory in you. Amen. If they don't see it in you, they'll never see it. They can't see good when good comes. Some of them are blind. They'll never see this. But praise God for them that have eyes to see and ears to hear. Amen. And we just keep on pressing, keep on pushing. Y'all love the Lord tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing another song. Amen. I appreciate a church that receives the word, receives the exhortation, receives edification and comfort. Amen. And reproof and rebuke. Amen. That makes you strong. If you despise chastening, go read in the scriptures what happens to you. Amen. But the chastening of the Lord brings forth fruit, man. Brings forth strength. It brings forth the glory of God. Amen. We got to have it. Amen. You see, brethren, if I think I'm in here that I'm some big guy and I'm just going to rebuke you and reprove you, God will burn my fields, brother. The Bible says with long suffering. Amen. And I'm telling you, brethren, we got to have some long suffering in us. Amen. If we just go around barking orders and rebuking people and stuff, God will burn our fields. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not me, it's Him. Amen. You are His people. I am a servant. Amen. I'm in the same labors with you. I love you. Amen. But He says, woe unto him that holds the sword back from blood. Amen. Amen. Brethren, a brother was testifying about Christian Temple the other day, a man not from here. He said, man, you've got a wonderful work and beautiful people and a powerful work. Let me tell you something. That doesn't just happen. It isn't that God, Brother John, went over and grabbed a man out of California and grabbed another man out of Georgia and another man over here and another, and he just made this beautiful work. Things are created. The gist of this message is we are creators. Are you saying, are you going to take the glory that you created this work? Absolutely not. I'm not that foolish, brethren. But I submitted to the Creator that He didn't quit creating back there 6,000 years ago. He's still creating. Amen. He's still got clay on the potter's wheel. He's still molding. He's still perfecting. He's still designing. Amen. And so what are we? We're creators. Amen. And I'm bringing good news. I'm bringing creation to people. I'm speaking life into people. If Brother Jeff comes and says, Brother Rob, I can't do that. I said, who lied to you? You can do that. I'm going to create a laborer, a worker for the Lord. Amen. A servant of God. Amen. Because he can do everything that God asks him to do. God equips him and empowers him and gives him wisdom and understanding and revelation. If I got a sister over here and says, Brother Rob, I can't do that. And I say, no, sister, you can. Amen. Because God loves you and you're the apple of His eye. Amen. And you can do it. I'm sick of my husband. Love him more. Well, I can't handle it no more. Love him more. I just don't want it no more. Love him more. Love him and create him and mold him into be that beautiful thing that you want. Sister, you got the power to create that man to be a man of God by your profession and by your chaste conversations. You ain't going to mold him by rebuking him and telling him he's no good and screaming at him and calling him a dog. You'll never do it. Woman, if you're speaking like that to your husband, God's going to burn your fields. Amen. You have no right to speak to any man that way. You need to speak nothing but the glory of the Lord to him and mold him and build him by a chaste conversation. Amen. That's Bible, brethren. Amen. So you can do it, sister. You can create. My husband's no good. Creating, building, molding. When you get in his way and you try to make him into something, God blows on your labors and hardens his heart. Thus saith the Lord. God will harden the heart of a man when a woman's trying to make him submit to him. God will harden his heart, and if he's following God, he'll never be able to do it. Never. He can't do it. It won't happen. You say, why are you down on women, Brother Rob? Hey, brother, you're misunderstanding me very bad. You're misunderstanding me. I'm teaching sisters how to walk in the glory of the Lord and bring forth mighty men of valor and mighty men of God. It's an honor to walk with your husband beside him. It's an honor for you, sister, to have him. And you start talking to him that way and loving him that way, and he'll come to be perfection because you created it with your words of profession and with your chaste conversation. He comes to be. Amen. That's how a woman wins a heathen husband. That's how she wins him to God, through her chaste conversation. A one woman got a revelation she wasn't doing for her husband because he wasn't walking in the Lord. He wasn't serving God, so she thought, well, I'm going to punish him. I'm going to cut benevolence off from him. I'm not going to feed him breakfast. He's going to take care of himself. You'll put that man in hell, sister. You need to love him. If he comes home drunk, you love him and say, I love you. Can I make you something to eat? Can I take care of you? Can I do for you? And she'll win him that way to Jesus Christ. Amen. It ain't the woman's place to set the man in order. God will set the man in order. When he's out of order, if the woman will get in order with God. But when she tries to do his job, he blows on it. Amen. That's just a footnote. That's a little P.S. at the end of a sermon. Amen? I'm helping you. Amen? You resent it, sister, and you'll burn in hell. Don't resent the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Don't resent it one time ever. Don't resent it. Stand in the Lord and preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Amen? If you only know how to love people that love you back, you've never seen the love of God. The love of God knows how to love people that hate you, people that despise you, people that curse you. And you say, I love you. Amen. Now you're exercising godliness and power. When you leave a conversation full of anger and resentment, something's wrong with you. You need to leave in pity saying, God, that man cursed me. Oh, I feel for him, Lord God, because he brought judgment on his head. He brought, and I love him, and I just heap coals of fire down on it. You say, that's why you love him? No, that's not why I love him, Brother John. If I think I'm going to have some false love to heap coals of fire on him, I've missed the Lord. Amen. But I love him, and God's going to bring the heaps of fire, the coals of fire down. I didn't do it. They done it to themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Smile. Jesus is good. Amen. For who?
For Sean, the husband and the little baby.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Mom said that Esther's having to be strong because her husband's falling apart.
Yeah. Okay. Brother Jonathan and his wife, Sister Melissa, going to stand in for Sister Shar and Brother Roger's daughter. Brethren, let's, Brother Charles, take this anointing oil. Some of you other brethren, you know, if you feel led to pray, I want everybody praying. Amen. I want every brother in here to pray. Let's anoint this couple. Again, this is a 7-year-old little girl, and they found a mass that has overtaken one whole side of her body, wrapped around all of her ribs, around her lungs, around her heart, and it's pushed both of her lungs over. It's so big, it's pushed both lungs over, and the doctors say they're amazed that it hadn't killed her. And they say that the doctors are testifying the attitude that this little girl's got. Mm-hmm. Beautiful little girl. If one could set 1,000 and two could set 10,000, what can we come? Yes. Coming in unity, thank you, Lord, and one mind and one accord. Amen. Come on, brethren, let's anoint them with oil. Hallelujah. Most gracious Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the word. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that the stripes that you received upon your back were not in vain, Lord God. I thank you for this couple, Lord God, that comes and stands for this little sister right now, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We love you and we praise you, Lord God. Father God, we know that you're still in the miracle working business, Lord God. Father, knowing that you're still moving in the affairs of people, Lord God. Father God, knowing that cancer is nothing, Lord God, anything, Father God, that's in that body that's foreign and isn't part of your creation, we rebuke it in Jesus Christ's name. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We praise your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you've heard us, Lord God, tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we impart right now in the name of Jesus Christ that same virtue, Lord God. That same virtue that went into that mother, Lord God, with the issue. Father, and we know that that virtue right now move into the body of that little child, Lord God. And that x-ray shadow, Lord God, that has overtaken that entire upper body, Lord God, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. And we say it is not in Jesus' name. And we speak life and power and healing, Lord God. We speak life, Lord God, eternal. We speak longevity of natural life, Lord God. We say that grandma and grandpa will not bury a granddaughter in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, we speak by the power of the resurrection. We profess by the word, Lord God, that by your stripes not being in vain, Lord God, that this child shall be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. You're my Lord and my God, and you are the children's bread, Lord God, and you are the healing, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's good. Amen.
We hope this message has enlightened and encouraged you. If you would like to receive other messages and teachings from Brother Rob, please feel free to contact us. Our web address is christiantempleonline.org, or you may write us at Christian Temple, 3844 Mount Gilead Church Road, Sophie, North Carolina, 27350. We, the brothers and sisters of Christian Temple, would like to invite you to come worship with us. Our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning and 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday nights. We are located at 3842 Mount Gilead Church Road, Sophie, North Carolina, 27350. For directions, go to christiantempleonline.org/map. Thank you again for listening, and may God richly bless you.